We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amar from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Arba also shechalias b'Shabbos. You have Erev Pesach lands upon Shabbos, and you can't burn chametz on Shabbos. So what do you do with the chametz? So Halacha is, according to Rameya, Mevar Mesakol b'fnei HaShabbos, the Rameya. You burn everything before Shabbos. That means it's 2 days before Pesach, Erev Shabbos, you burn all the chametz, you leave over, like Rashi says, what you need for Shabbos, and the rest you burn, the Rameya. B'chomayrim b'zmanay. You don't have to get rid of it before Shabbos, you get rid of it on Shabbos, when it comes to Zman, Soif Zman Achilas Chametz, it comes time to burn the chametz. You can't burn it on Shabbos. You get rid of it whatever way you get rid of it. You put it into the water. You throw it away. You get rid of it. You give it to a caliph. You throw it away. You get rid of the chametz. That's what chametz said. Lezman tzaddik, it depends. Truma lefnei Shabbos. You get rid of that before Shabbos. Why? Because you're not going to find someone on Shabbos to eat truma. The only people who eat it are kahanim. You can't give it to Zorim or the behemoths of Zorim. And therefore, you get rid of it before Shabbos. Mashenk and Chulin, don't get rid of it before Shabbos, because you might find people to eat it on Shabbos. Therefore, Chulin, you get rid of Bizmanon, which means on Shabbos. And the Baal Amor explains that the Machlekes Rameyer and the Chachamim here, if you burn it, if you take care of it before Shabbos or on Shabbos, is the Machlekes we have before Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Beginning of the second parak, the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is b'sreifa, and that's what Rabbi Meir holds. The mitzvah is dafka b'sreifa. That's the way to get rid of chametz. Now, you can't burn chametz on Shabbos, therefore, it's a mitzvah to do it before Shabbos because you want to be yotzei mitzvah b'sreifa. Whatever you need for Shabbos, avada, you have to leave over. But whatever you don't need for Shabbos, you should burn. But the chametz hold, you don't have to burn the chametz. It's the chatchila to get rid of it in other ways, as long as you get rid of it. So therefore, you can wait till Shabbos to get rid of it. Like the Chamashita in the Mishnah is, the Afafar of Azur L'Ruach, you could throw it into the ear, into the wind, or Matalayam, and or you could give it to a dog to eat, and therefore, give it to a behemoth to eat, you get rid of it, and that's part of the mitzvah, therefore you don't have to do it before Shabbos. So the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik brings a raya from a story to his Shita. His Shita is that the Zman Bir Chametz is on Shabbos. He just says, Truma, you do b'fnei Shabbos, because Truma, you're not going to have anyone to eat it, so you might as well get rid of it before Shabbos. But Tanya, listen to me, Pamachas, Shavas, Abba, b'Yavne. One time, my father was in Yavne for Shabbos, v'chal Abba, also leaves for Shabbos, and that day was Erev Pesach. Uva, Zunim, Munash, Aragamil, and the Munash, Aragamil came, Amma, Hagia, Eis, Levaris, the Chametz. It came time to get rid of the Chametz. V'lachdi, Acha, Abba, b'Varnas, the Chametz. We got rid of the Chametz on Shabbos. So he wants me to arrive from here. That the mitzvahs bir chametz when it's erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos is on Shabbos, not erev Shabbos. The Sfasem is asked that maybe what's the raya? Maybe that was the leftover chametz they left over for Shabbos. Maybe the ikur the bir chametz was erev Shabbos. This was the chametz left over from the suda of Shabbos. So the Sfasem is answers from the Loshen. The Loshen says that the Munna told him hegia eis levaris chametz. It reached the time to get rid of the chametz. It's mashma. The time to get rid of the chametz is on Shabbos. So therefore, it's a raya to that shita, to the shita of Chacham, that you do bizmanai, and that's what Lazar Tzaddik's shita also, that you do bizmanai, you do it on Shabbos, which is the Zman, to get rid of chametz. So the Mishnah Vaita. The Ha'ilah Talach is that even though midaraisa, we yaitza with bittel, but lamaisa midarabon, and Talach is you have to mevar the chametz, you have to get rid of the chametz. For whatever reason is, maybe you worry the bittel's not a good bittel, or you worry you might come to eat it. So halacha is you have to get rid of the chametz. That's a din d'rabbanan. Even if you're not going to be there, the halacha is you got to get rid of the chametz that's in your house, even if you mevatel it. So the mission will talk about certain times when we were not matriach you to go be get rid of it if you did the bittel. So let's see the mishnah. Hoylech lishchei des pischei. Someone's on the way to go shech des karm pesach v'lamos benoy, or a different mitzvah to do a mila v'lechol sudas eris imeis chamav, or to consummate a shidduch in the base chamav to make the kedushin, to make the erisin in the base in his father's house. They have a little suda. These three things are mitzvah: either to check in the Pesach or Milo, or to go eat the suda's erisin base chamav. The nizgar, and after he leaves, he's on the way there already. He realizes, he remembers, yesterday chametz was pesach. He has chametz in the house, and avadi is a new bittel, but still halachas, you have to get rid of it. So the mishnah is like this: im yachol lachzar, if you have enough time to go back home and get rid of the chametz, then relaxo mitzvah. And you come back and do your mitzvah, you still be able to do the mila and do the karm pesach and do the sudas erisin. If you have time, yachzev evar, you should go back home, get rid of the chametz, and then go back to your mitzvah. But in lav, you have no time, then mevatel v'liboy, you could just do bittel, and that's sufficient. You don't have to, don't be doich the mitzvah, this mitzvah because of the rabbanon of the mevatel chametz. That's the one level. The next level is lahatzel min hanochrim, if you're on the way to save someone, b'koch nefesh shailo, min hanar, you're saving from a goyim, you're saving from a river, min halistim, min hadlek from a fire, min hapilus from a collapsed building, then yevatel v'liboy, just do bittel. Even though you might have time to go back and come back here, but when it comes to pekuach nefesh, don't take any chances. You might not save him. You go right now to save him no matter what. Even if there's time, you go right away to save him and just do bittel. Don't worry about the chametz. That's the highest level. Now, the level that you always have to go back is the next one. Let's say you had gone out 2,000 amas out of your city in order to make an Erev Baraglov. It's a way of making an Erev Tchumim by going there and being Shavis there, Ben HaShmashis, and then you can walk X 2,000 Amos on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you'd gone out Erev Pesach towards the Tchum, 2,000 Amos, to wait there to be kind of Shvisa there. But it was for a Dover Roshos, it wasn't for a mitzvah. And then you find out, you remember, that you left Chumas in the house, you have to go back to your house, and even if you have no time to go back and forth, you have to go back and get rid of your chametz. Yachsim and yad. Go back right away and get rid of your chametz. So there's three levels in our Mishnah. When you go in Tzarech Mitzvah, then it depends if you have time enough to go back. If you're doing Pekuch Nefesh, you don't have to go back at all. If you're going with Varei Shos, you have to go back no matter what, even if you don't have time to take care of that thing that you want to do. If as long as it's Varei Shos, you can't forget about doing Bir Chametz. Now, Tosfos asks that if we're talking about to make an Erev, we know you only make an Erev with Dvar Mitzvah. You only make an Erev with Dvar Mitzvah. So if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, so then why do you have to go back? So what's the case here in Malashach? If it's not a Dvar Mitzvah, you can't make Erev. If it is a Dvar Mitzvah, then you don't have to go back. So what's going on? Taisa says the Dvar Mitzvah for Erevin is not the same level as every Dvar Mitzvah. Even if you're just making an Erev in order to liven up a friend, to meet your friend or your relative, that's enough of a mitzvah for Erev. But for a mitzvah for this, to be Deicha, the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, that is not enough of a mitzvah. And the same type of idea, going back, we have by Kachim. He left Yerushalayim, he realizes he has Basa Kodesh. Now, any Basa Kodesh that leaves Yerushalayim becomes Pasul, becomes Asa to eat, and then you have to, because it's called Psul Yoytzei, and you have to burn it. And L'chatchila, you have to burn it in Yerushalayim, the place where you eat it. And that means that you have to burn it near the Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim. So you have to go back, but it depends how far you are. In Avar Tzayfim, if you pass by the city called Tzayfim is called the city of Tzayfim because you can see the Beis HaMikdash from there. if you pass that city, Sarfavim Kaimon. You burn it wherever you are. You don't have to go back because it's too big of a tircha. But if you didn't go so far, Chayzev Sarf, you have to go back and burn it Lefnei Habira. You have to burn it on the Harabayas, go back to Yerushalayim and burn it. There's a special place, Lefnei Habira, to burn the Kachem. You should go back there. Ma'atzei Maracha, you should have the fire from the Atzei Maracha, from the wood from the base, from the Mizbeach. There's a special place to burn the Kachem. You should go back then. You have to go back. Now, Rashi's mashmah, this din, that you have to burn it in Yerushalayim, is a deraisa de gedin. But Tosfos asks, if it's a deraisa de gedin, so then even if you pass by Tzayfim, you still have to go back. So he says, Kachem Kalam can be burnt wherever, you know, anything that can be eaten in the whole Yerushalayim can be burnt wherever it is. It's only Kachem have to be burnt Dafka in a special place. That's the Raisa. There's the Minik Zera on Kachem Kalam or to Kachem. So back to Mr. Vait. How much chometz was left over or how much meat was taken out in order to be chayef to go back? Ramei Oyim is Zeva Zeva Kabeya. Both of them have to be at least a share of Kabeya in order that it should be chiyav to go back. Zev Zev Kazayas. A share of Kazayas already is enough a reason to go back. The Chomayim, it depends. Basa Kodesh be Kazayas. Hektish, Basa Kodesh is the share of Kazayas. And Chomets, a share of Chomets is Kabeya. And we'll see in the Gemara is going to explain these dinim of Kabeya and Kazayas. Talk to Gemara. Raminu asks you a kasha. It says in our Mishnah, one of the examples of a mitzvah is going to eat the Suda's Erisim Beis Chamav, to eat the Suda of Kedushin in your father-in-law's house. Raminu asks you a kasha. Hoylech lechal Suda's Erisim Beis Chamav. Someone who goes to eat the Suda's Erisim Beis Chamav, or Lishbais Shvisas Arashos, or to go out to make an Erev for not a bar mitzvah, just a bar Arashos. The halacha is yachsam yad. You have to go back home right away to get rid of your chametz. So we see in this brisa that Sus Eris is not enough of a mitzvah. And you are required to go back home. Our Mishnah is one man yama, one man yama. Who is the man yama? Who the Rabbi Yosi? The Talmud and the Brisa. Sudas Erison Rishos. The Rabbi Yosi. Who the whole Sudas Erison is not a mitzvah. That would be shown in the Brisa. Rabbi Yosi Eima mitzvah. Rabbi Yosi holds it is a mitzvah of Sudas Erison. So our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara of Hashda Dom Rav Chista Machloikis Besuda Shnia. The Machloikis is by the second Suda. They used to have one Suda when they gave the Kedushin, then they gave the presents to another Suda. So the whole Machloikis of the Suda's mitzvah is the second Suda. Rav Chista says, Av Suda Rishayin of the first Suda, Divrei HaKoel mitzvah. Everyone agrees that's a mitzvah. So then you can say that both the Mishnah and the Brisa are going to Rabbi Yehuda. Afilu Tema, Havah Rabbi Yehuda, both going to Rabbi Yehuda, B'lai Kasha. Havah Suda Rishayin. Our Mishnah says that the Suda's Erisin is a mitzvah, so when Suda Rishayin. Ha. The Brisa says, not a mitzvah, it's only a Suda Shniya, the Suda where you give the presents. And Tanya, we talk about a Brisa like that, Om Rav Yehuda, Ani lo yishamati ala Sudas Erisim. I only heard that a mitzvah is Sudas Erisim, lo yisavlonis, not the Suda when you give the presents, that's not a mitzvah. Om Rav Yehuda, Ani shamati Sudas Erisim v'savlonis, both are a mitzvah, both are a mitzvah. And Tosis Taka asks, why do we say, the bottom of Tosis asks, why don't we say, Tanya Namehachi, like Rav Chista. Rav Chista is a Meir, he's the first, a Brisa, basically like Rav Chista, that the whole Machloikis is only by the second Suda, not the first Suda. And that's what we're saying, that's what we can answer the Brisa, the Mishnah and the Brisa. The one's talking about Suda Rishayna, and one's talking about the second Suda, Suda Shnia. Once you mention Sudas, we're going to give a different discussion about Sudas here. Tanya, Rav Shimon Eimer, Kol Sudas Ein Shal Mitzvah, Ein Tamad Chacham Rishay Lahani Simena. Any Sudas, not a Sudas mitzvah, a Talmud Chacham preferably should not eat there. And the Rabbi Hilchos Deis speaks out that a Talmud Chacham should not eat a lot of times in public, he shouldn't eat in the street, and he shouldn't eat by big Sudas unless it's a Sudas mitzvah. He shouldn't stam eat by a party. That's the meaning of a Talmud Chacham, and that's what it says, he shouldn't eat only by a Sudas mitzvah. Kegoy Mai, what's an example of some Sudas not a Sudas mitzvah? What's not a Sudas mitzvah? Rabbi Yechon going Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. If a Bas Koyin marries Yisrael, basically, the Kohen, the Bas Kohen, is marrying out of her Shevet, her Shevet Kuna, and it's a downgrade to marry Yisrael. That's not a mitzvah. Or someone who comes from a family of Talmid Chacham, he marries and she marries Amoritz. That's not a Sudas mitzvah. That's the Gemara says. That's what Rechon says. Don Rav Yechon, Bas Kohen li Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen marries li Yisrael, ein zugun al yafa, that shidduch will not have so much mazel. Mahi, what will happen to that shidduch? Amar Chista. Oya Amana, Oya Gerusha, either her husband will die, or she will get divorced, or Zerah Elam, which won't have children. And Rashi says, there's a smach from a pasuk. The pasuk says, O Bas Koyin Kisil Ishzar, if a Bas Koyin marries Ishzar, and says there, what's going to happen? If a Bas Koyin Kisil Amana, O Gerusha, or Zerah Elam, it's actually talking about Truma there, but you can darshan from Sukkim that someone who marries out of her kahuna, then she might become a mona grusha or not have children because there's no not good mazel. Masita Tana, Koivra, either he buries her, or she buries him, and we also the Anias, he'll get poor by marrying the Bas Kain, he'll become poor. Right thing, Marini, if that's true, Baron Yechon, right to she is Asher, if someone wants to become rich, Yidbak was Arishal Aaron, he should marry the children of Aaron. Because Ba'aron says, Simu Kataria Ba'apecha, Becholim is Bechecha, they bring the Kataris to become rich. So if someone wants to become rich, he should marry the children of Aaron. So what? And what's pshat? Because koshkin shat tayra v'kahuna mishashram avada. If he has tayra and kahuna together, become rich. So we see that he's supposed to marry. Yisrael is supposed to marry Bas Kohen, and fakaret will make her get rich. And here it says we also the aniyas become poor. Maris is like kasha, it's not shver. Haba tamut chacham haba amart. If a tamut chacham marries a Bas Kohen, that's fine. Because that's b'kavadik for the Shevet Kahuna to marry a Talmud Chacham. And they will taka become rich. Masha Inkein, if a Ava Oretz marries a Bas Kohen, that's not good. That's a very big downgrade. And Ava Oretz here means a real Ava Oretz. A real Ava Oretz, someone who doesn't not machshav Torah. But the Gemara gives a few examples of Amoraim. And some of them say they married a Kahanim and they didn't have a mazel taka. Rav Yeshua Nosav Kahanta. Rabbi Yeshua married a Bas Kohen, married a daughter of a Kohen, and Chala, she got sick. Amalo nichile la Aaron, the idbek bizarre. The Aaron doesn't want me to be attached to his children. The havale chasna kano, because he has a son-in-law like me. And Rabbi Yeshua, we know, is big stuff. But he was, I guess, a big onav. He was saying, it must be that the Sheva Kuna is not right for me. Rav Yidi Ba'avin, now I'll say a story the opposite way. Rav Yidi Ba'avin, Nosav Kanta, he married a Kohen, Kehenes, and Nofkmane Trey B'ni Smichi. He had two children who were Smuchim, who became Rabbanim. Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Yidi, Rav Yishua Breid Rav Yidi. Both of them became Choshev Paiskim because he married a Kohen. Amra Papa, Eloina Sivna Kanta, if I hadn't married a Kohen, Lo Itri, I would not have become rich. So you see, the marrying Kuna was a good thing. Amra Kahana. If I had not married a Bas Kohen, I wouldn't have gone into Golis. Rav Kahana said the reason why he went into Golis is because he married a Bas Kohen. He wasn't royal Lekach. By the way, Rav Kahana, it sounds like this Gemara, was not a Kohen. And Tosis on top of Memtesna Beis brings down, I is a Gemara and Kedushin, and said Rav Kahana got a Pidin HaBem. So Tosis has a tzad that he could be Kohen of Pidin HaBem because of your wife. It's a big Kiddush. But Rav Kahana tells me this Gemara was not a Kohen. He says, because I married a Bas Kohen, I went into Golos. If not for that, I wouldn't have gone into Golos. What happened? Rav Kahana had to run away from Chutzlars, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, because of a story that Rav Kahana, there was a Meiser, and Rav Kahana saw he wanted to be Meiser, the Mammon of Yisrael, to the Goyim, and he didn't want to stop, so he just took care of him and killed him. And Meiser, Rav Kahana got in trouble because after from the government, he had to run away from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Kahana said, I wouldn't have come to this Golos if not that I married a Bas Kohen, which caused me not to have good mazel. You land up going to Eretz Yisrael, which is a Makom Torah, so it wasn't such a big deal. So he answered, could the Goli in Shi? Lamaisa, I didn't go in the Golis like on my own terms. Usually, if you want to go to Golis, you want to go to a place where there is Torah, you go because I want to go. Here, I was forced to go. And that wasn't like the norm on my own terms. Someone who had a lot of tanugim from a lot of eating, and it's not a Suda's mitzvah. He will land up in Golas. Shanema says in the Pasuk, "Va'ichlim karem mitzoyin." They used to eat these fat animals, the agolim, the marbek, and the calves and ksivs. And the Pasuk afterwards, "Lachin ata yiglu b'reish goyim." You go into Golas. So someone who eats too much and has too much tanuga el mazeh, not by a suddus mitzvah, it could cause him to go into Golas. Tanur Rabbanan. Kol tam chacham amarbe sedosa v'chol makom. Any tam chacham that is very into his food and he eats a lot in every place. What happens is Seif Makar is based on at the end his house gets destroyed. And he becomes Amon. And the reason is, like Rashi explains, because he doesn't have enough money for his food. He has to go look for food for money for food. And he goes into Golis and his wife is like Amon and his kids are like Yisayim. And Yasim is Goy's love, his children are like Yisayim. He's not home, he's looking for his money. But Talmud Mishkak Takach, since he has to go out to work, he has to go out to far places, he forgets his learning. But Talmud Mishtak Menu Machloikas Rabbi's boss love Rashi has two pshatim, either because he forgets his learning, so it's a lot of machloikas, he doesn't know what to do, a lot of machloikasim, or because he owes a lot of money to all the grocery stores that he wasted so much money, he owes a lot of money. Machloikas Rabbi's boss love V'dvar Ve'en Mishma, no one listens to him anymore. Machal Hashem Shemayim, and there's a Chil Hashem because of that. V'shem Rabbi, V'shem Aviv, his Rebbe's name is Machol, his father's name Gar Hashem Ra Loyu Levanav Evanav Adsef Galdaris. For him and his children forever, there's a bad name. Mahi, what do they call this person who needs his food? Amabaya Karle Bar Macham Tanuri. He's the guy who's always warming up the tana. He's always warming up the tana for food. They're always warming up the oven. Rav Amor, what do we call him? Bar Maraka De Kuvi. We call him the clown who dances in the bars because he needs money. He'll do anything. So, you know, a very easy way to make money is just to dance in the bar and they'll throw you a few pennies. So they call him Bar Maraka De Kuvi. He's the son of the clown who dances in the bars. Rav Papa Amor, Bar Malacha Pinchi, the guy who licks the plates clean because he needs the food. So he's a little desperate. He licks all the plates. Rav Shmaya Amar, Bar Mach Rava, he folds up his clothing and goes to sleep on it because, like a drunken, has no place to sleep. And he folds up his clothing and puts his head down on it.